Good morning to the New Zealanders, good afternoon and good evening to the Americans, and what are you still doing up to the people in the Uber Kingdom? Welcome to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's a remarkably internationally festive show. And speaking of internationalism, the Wall Street protests, get this man, are calling now for a global government, okay, a global democracy. And how good's democracy working right now on a small scale? No? It's not working very well, is it? Because, you know, the 1% are ruling it! Idiots! A manifesto for regime change on behalf of all humanity. This is from The Guardian. Inspired by demonstrations from Tunis to New York, activists and people's assemblies have collaborated on a vision for a new global governance ahead of worldwide protests on October the 15th, 2011. Anybody home yet? This is what everybody's been talking about, what people have been warning you about, that this is a staged bunch of BS to help usher in a new world order. And there you have it, mainstream news. Sorry. And I think everybody needs to recognize this. Everybody. Especially the people who are actually there. And see, the problem is, how do you react to something like that? Once you realize the movement's crap, if you just, like, leave and say, I'm not going to be part of this staged provocateur-type incident or whatever, it dissipates, and then what have you got to rally behind? Nothing. There's no mass movement anymore, is there? What about staging a counter-protest and say, we're going to occupy Wall Street, and we want to occupy it for a lot of the same reasons you guys do, but those solutions that you're proposing are only going to give the Wall Street bankers more power. So, yeah, we're not planning on doing that and doing the direct opposite to what we say we're going to do. We're not false. We're not pretentious. We don't have a myopic perspective that says, oh, I don't like capitalism, therefore anything that's even remotely against capitalism I support. Even if it means leading you into full-on dictatorial draconian legislation or a revolution via a mindless mass movement. Why exactly do people want to hold on to something? Like, I had somebody on the phone with me the other day, and I can't go down to the Occupy Queen Street every day because gas is really expensive. You know, I'll be there on the weekend and whatnot when they have a demonstration and a little concert, and it's also on the eve of the Rugby World Cup, you know, because there's going to be cops trying to move them on and everything like that, and I want to capture that on footage. And somebody who was a little upset with me and was really rude to me, wanted me down there like right now and all the time and that kind of thing. It's like, dude, I'm doing like 10, 16-hour days pretty much every day, running website, YouTube, and doing a radio show. Sorry, I can only be so many places at once, and I can only go where I can afford to go, when I can. It's just that simple. Now, he apologized and everything, so that's cool. But everybody has their own thing that they can contribute. I happen to contribute a heck of a lot, you know, and I try doing what I can with my limited resources. Seem to do a pretty good job of it, according to some people. I don't know what the efficacy of that statement is, though, but could be doing more harm than good. Who knows? But at least I'm not following anybody else. You know, that's the difference. I'm not part of any group. I don't wish to be. I'm affiliated and get invited into the meetings of, like, goodness knows how many groups. Because that's what I do. I want to listen to everybody. Everybody. Somebody comes up and says stupid things that are just absolutely outlandish. And it's difficult for somebody who's a conspiracy theorist to actually say that. Because almost everything's pretty crazy, isn't it? So what's outlandish now? Now that we've got the craziest psychopathic scumbaggery filth that have ever tried to take over the world, taking over the world right now, or basically are already mostly in control and are more or less just consolidating their position, where do we fight back, right? Where do you target? Because these people aren't on Wall Street. They're in their chateau villas some thousands of miles away, goodness knows what, in gated communities. What difference do you think this is going to make to them? Because they still own your house when you leave it to go down to that Occupy protest, don't they? They're still charging you interest on the cash that you got in your pocket that you need to buy a bagel with, don't they? They own everything. So how can you ever cluster a protest against them? Yeah, that in itself seems a little strange to me. You know, I'm going to change the world with one protest based upon all the issues in the central places. It depends, really. I mean, how big is it going to get? Has it shut down and clamped down the entire world yet? Not yet. Is it going to grow and expand? Probably. To what extent, I don't know. And maybe by merely criticizing the fact, myself and many other people in the alternative movement have started to do that. Because, you know, it's leading you down the wrong path, basically. It is a false pretense. Now, it doesn't mean I'm just going to rag them, never turn up, never give them any media coverage, because people talk about real stuff at those places, okay? Doesn't mean the whole thing is fake and everybody down there who is disingenuous or is some description of cultist, because ultimately, if they didn't care at all, they wouldn't be there at all, would they? So, you know, you don't want to rag on any of the individuals, but then again, have a look at the direction that all of them happen to be going in as part of a mass movement. That's why I don't like mass movements. I mean, the very idea of them is very freaky. I like truthers and conspiracy theorists because we're all fiercely independent. We operate independently, have no supply lines, you know. How are you supposed to fight an enemy like that? Basically had no affiliations with each other, but just the same enemy. That's what 9/11 truth really seems to symbolize for me, or any type of anti-New World Order activist. Because they get the big picture. Right? They're not swayed by Chomsky and goodness knows what other leftist commentators who also don't get the big picture. They get a heck of a lot of one picture and a spot on. But they don't have a panoramic view. That's the difference. Looking at something from all angles, not just your own agenda. I don't like capitalism. I like communism. So I'm going to view everything with a communist red eye. Or a communist red all-seeing eye. You know, it's stupid. But then again, aren't we all guilty of that to a certain extent? We've always got this, let's say, for example, I'm not looking at it with a communist red eye. I'm looking at it with a death to the New World Order eye. Is there anything wrong with that? New World Order is trying to exterminate everybody, currently has most of the control over the media. and various other corporations and institutions that more or less have the biggest amount of impact over the entire world. All of our daily life, we are all currently using their products. We're all currently being poisoned by them, whether it be the coating or the electric fields that they give out, or anything. New World Order is killing you right now. Okay, you there sucking on that can of Coke or something? That will freaking kill you, and it's owned by a New World Order company. You there over there having a smoke on Rothman cigarettes? That'll kill you, and it's owned by a New World Order company. See, it's everywhere. Doesn't matter what you do. You're completely surrounded at all times by this crap. Now, would you say that, oh, you can simplify it into the whole context of, oh, it's just capitalism? Nah, bro. Capitalism was only working really well when people had some description of moral ethic. And since then, New World Order has decided that, hey, morals and ethics aren't a really good thing anymore. So what we want to do is we want to, A1, demonize all forms of religion and get everybody to be atheistic about it so that they got no real belief structure and they got no real power outside themselves so that it all becomes selfish. And once they become all selfish, then what we'll do is we'll make everything much easier. We'll make it real easy to travel hundreds of miles in a car or whatever every day. We'll make it real easy to get food in large quantities with huge amounts of salt, fat, sugar. We're going to make it real easy to just pop into a gas station and fill her up and get everything else done in your daily life done with minimal nutritional requirements. Namely because we'll fill it all up with drugs, because those are real easy too. So it gets to the point where you're real, real sick, and it'd be so much easier if you were healthy. But because you're real, real sick, you can only think like a sick person can and go, ooh, I need some more. And it's real easy to do so. What becomes real hard is to say, you know what, no, I don't need that. Okay, I'm fully self-contained. I'm all sweet as. What do I need your crap for? Okay, you have no power over me. That's hard to do. That's real hard to do. And I don't think there's many people who can do it at all. Did it used to be that way, though? Because another thing that's a hell of a lot easier to do these days is to get into monstrous amounts of debt. College and all of that kind of stuff, you could pay your tuition fees with a summer job. Now you're in debt for 10 years. 20, 30, it's like a mortgage, except you don't have a home. How was that making life more convenient? It was so easy to do. But how can you get out of it? You can't get out of it just as easily as you got in. No. You never can. That's the problem. Everything seems so easy, but if you take the easy route all the time, it makes everything that much harder. Because you get addicted to it. Addicted to the convenience. People often don't have any work ethic. You know, sit around playing computer games all day long. Nothing else matters. Who cares? You know, if you're unemployed, it means you've got free time. It doesn't mean you've got time to kill. It means you've got time to spend on anything you want to do. And indeed, there's a lot of stories now coming out, even in mainstream news, of people who create enormous amounts of income from different sources after becoming unemployed. They suddenly started doing all those things that they thought they'd always do. You know, it's just like, oh, I want to write a novel. Oh, but I'll just go to work. You know, I'll do the novel later. You know, maybe in 10, 20 years when I saved up enough money, blah, 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 blah. And then like 5, 10, 15, 20 years later or something like that, they just get fired from their job and they realize they got nothing. And then they just start writing that book and it sells really well. And then they never have to work again like they ever did. You know, why didn't they do that in the first place? Because they chose the easy route. And it was only once they had a real problem that they decided to do something about it. That's what makes a person an activist, in my opinion. 99% of the time. Interestingly enough, something bad happens to them. Something bad has to happen to you for you to become an activist, for you to actually want to get out there and do stuff. That's basically it. I don't know anybody who's doing anything in this movement or any other that hasn't had some real bad experiences. Because they didn't take the easy route. And sure enough, as soon as they didn't take the easy route, they realized that that it gave them power. And so they chose to not take the easy route again and become an activist, which is one of the hardest jobs out there. You don't have an employer. That's the best part about it. But your job is never done. And that's the hard part about it. It means you need to be consistent. It means you need to be working all day, every day. Basically, never take a day off, because that is what it takes. Purely and simply, that's what it takes. Can't just be flippant about it. You can't get involved and then just say, oh, you know what? I'm no longer interested. And then just back out as if nothing ever happened, as if everything that you're fighting against just suddenly doesn't exist anymore. You're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And we'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
To the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. One thing I'd like to encourage people to do is when you go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, check out the featured interviews page. Boy, we have had... Look, the show's only been on here for, less than 2 years. And boy, have we had some freaking amazing... I've interviewed a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, some cases like 10 people a week, you know. So there's a lot of knowledge that you can accumulate from the archives of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and AmericanFreedomRadio.com, if you're so willing. Why pass up that opportunity? You know, we put all the archives up for you for free, and it's good listening. You know, all of the shows on American Freedom Radio are really good shows. Okay, and I noticed that when I first came here. Like, in New Zealand, you don't really have much of a choice, you know. There's a whole bunch of different talk radio stations and such like that. And maybe there's one good show a week for a couple of hours, if you're lucky, on these mainstream networks here. And the problem with American Freedom Radio is that it's 24 hours a day. And there's like, nearly a dozen shows, and they're all brilliant, you know? I don't know how people can get away with doing anything else other than listen to AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And just remember, there's nothing shameful about shameless self-promotion. So when I think, we've got some questions as well here, this show here, for the New Zealand listeners, 11 a.m., till 1 p.m. At the moment, at this particular time of the year. And after daylight savings times, it'll switch again to about midday till 2 p.m. And it runs Tuesday through Saturday rather than Monday through Friday. It does in the States, and the time zones never change there. 5 to 7 Central Standard Time. You can check up the clock at AmericanFreedomRadio.com/listen_live.html, I believe. And it's got the mountain time zone clocks and all this other kind of stuff here. So, you know, timing. There's a time for everything. There's a time and a place. That time is and always has been right now. That place always has been right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. In fact, I think that'll probably have to be the new slogan. There's a time and a place, and that time's always now, and that place is always right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Yep, sounds about right. Especially when you listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Now, on Saturday, people will be taken to the streets in almost 1,000 cities, 82 countries, and 6 continents. And people have said that the only continent left out of here is Antarctica, but I'm sure that there's probably, you know, like some... I guarantee you there'll be a march going on there in Antarctica somewhere, a march of the penguins. You know, we are the 99% in penguin language sounds like... And in London, people can plan to occupy the stock exchange. We are united for global change and united for global democracy. Global governance of the people by the people. Frickin' heck! There's a massive contradiction right there. How's a globe supposed to govern its own people? We can't even govern our own countries. You know, we balls that up to no end. All compartmental. And some people think, oh, we're going to have a great global democracy, you know, and the people are going to do it. By what? Electing representatives that'll just get bought off like all the rest of them? Foolish. The following manifesto was produced over 4 months through consultation among groups, activists and people's assemblies in countries such as Britain, Egypt, Tunisia, Germany, Spain, the US, Palestine, Israel, Brazil, Mexico, Uruguay, Argentina, India and Australia. No New Zealand in there. Well, that makes me sad. We got comments, suggestions, support and wrote and rewrote it again and again. The text has been supported by Canadian-based Naomi Klein, Indian-based Vandana Shiva. They're all like... Vandana Shiva is kind of like a global warming sort of activist. The one thing that I do like that she does, though, she's very much against Monsanto and their Terminator seeds and all that kind of stuff. She does amazing work there. Don't agree with her stance on climate change and a lot of her leftist tendencies. But hey, you make friends with what you can agree with people on, and if you can't do that, then you're going to make nothing but enemies throughout your entire life and you'll never get anything accomplished at all. You know, you don't have to agree with people. And this has also been endorsed by US-based Michael Hard and Noam Chomsky, as well as Uruguayan Eduardo Galeano. Now, let's get this down. On October 15th, 2011, United in Our Diversity, United for Global Change, we demand global democracy. Global governance by the people for the people. You know, whenever you read anything that says global governance as a conspiracy theorist, you're instantly like, I don't know, have you ever gone over a really rough road or something like that, and you kind of like freak out and you sort of go into a fetal position in the car seat and your feet come off the ground? That's kind of what happened. Global governance, ooh, a little bit scary there. And inspired by our sisters and brothers in Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, Syria, Bahrain, New York, Palestine, Israel, Spain, and Greece, all of which are now being turned into police states, mind you, we too call for a regime change, a global regime change. Now, how can you have a global regime change without acknowledging that there is a global network of scumbags that are running the show? How can the same problem exist everywhere at the same time if everybody's allegedly independent and there's no real global influence? Can't blame mainstream media for everything. In the words of Vandana Shiva, the Indian activist, today we demand replacing the G8 with the whole of humanity, the G7 billion. Undemocratic international institutions are our global Mubarak, our global Assad, our global Gaddafi. Well, If I saw a picture today on Facebook, it's one of the main streets of Libya during Gaddafi rule and after Gaddafi rule. Okay, now during Gaddafi rule, you have like a two lanes on either side, you know, with advertisements down the middle, street lights, and a decent little city looking like there. You know, look remarkably like LA. You know. And then the after Gaddafi, there is a two-trailered truck across the median, just basically dead, sitting there, blown out. All the advertising signs have been blown up, shredded. There's black ash and soot everywhere. A lot of the houses are burned to a crisp. Rubble, rock. Smoke coming out of fires in the background. Complete chaos and destruction, and not a single car driving along. Yeah, that's a real good way to get rid of dictators, isn't it? Blow up all the people. And then demonize them and say, we want more of this as part of a global agenda. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if they approve of bombing civilians when they use Gaddafi as an example, when they use Saddam Hussein as an example or anything like that. Look, anybody who knows anything about Libya knows that, mate, they were real well off. They didn't have any private central bank. People were wealthy. People were well educated. They had one of the highest standards of living in Northern Africa. They had incredibly well-developed airports, education systems, health systems. They had one of the cleanest water tables. And they were growing potatoes in the desert using this water. They had all the food they could eat. Didn't have any ridiculous taxes. Petrol was like 11 cents a litre or something ridiculous. You know? What's so radically wrong? Oh, that's right. Gaddafi. He actually got the state-owned oil company to share profits with the people and build resources and assets for them. You can't have that. Bloody Gaddafi. He tried to trade oil for gold, undermining the entire global currency system. Entire fake global currency system. What a bastard, honestly. How dare he? It doesn't make any reasonable sense. But now, of course, all those problems are over with. And they have, and one of the first things that the alleged rebels, who are also supported by Al-Qaeda and the CIA, you know, as if the CIA and Al-Qaeda weren't working together already, and started up their own private oil company and their own private banking corporation. Anybody starting to see a pattern here? Resource grabs, etc. And now, Libya's having some of the finest airports in Northern Africa, guaranteed to become one of the great launching pads for NATO's takeover of the African continent and a neo-colonial type militaristic dictatorship takeover. Because, hey, Libya was actually relatively well-armed, well-defended, had a decent military and whatnot. They got knocked over pretty quickly, didn't they? There's very little that can stand in the face of a NATO bombardment. Namely because most of their jets and everything belong to the Americans. Mm-hmm. Isn't that great? Now, speaking of regime change, these include, and these are the regimes that really need to be changed, the IMF, the WTO, global markets, multinational banks, the G8 and G20, the European Central Bank, and the UN Security Council. Like Mubarak and Assad, these institutions must not be allowed to run people's lives without their consent. We are all born equal, rich or poor, woman or man. Every African and Asian is equal to every European and American. Our global institutions must reflect this or be overturned. I'm in favor of just basically overturning global institutions altogether, because once you have people who have power over lots and lots and lots of different people, the threat to the diversity is tops. You can't have global government without enslaving everybody, basically, without getting everybody to march to your drumbeat. And if you want to offer any opinions on this, I mean, what's your real thoughts on this, okay? Because what do you think the Occupy Wall Street protests are really about? What you think all of these people are talking about when they talk about global governance for, in regards to, you know, getting rid of the bankers and whatnot, as we've said here? The number is 402-237-2525. I'm going to read that out again. 402-237-2525. You can also look us up on Facebook, the Vinnie Eastwood Show Facebook group. The number is also posted in there. So I really want to hear from people today about this Occupy Wall Street and kind of the, since it started, how has your perception changed? Has it made any real difference to how you feel about resistance to the New World Order as a whole? Do you think it's staged? Do you think they're a bunch of provocateurs? Or do you think they're genuine people? Or do you think that I'm just basically lying and making this all up and there's no such newspaper as The Guardian? Right, we want to hear from you. 402-237-2525. We'll be taking your calls after the break. And I wanted to get into as well the whole element of being an anti-New World Order activist and the kind of denial that you get up against when you're talking to people who have this sort of very closed-minded worldview, who just sort of sit around and talk about the same old crap all the time, you know, with their own groups of mates trying to out-radicalize each other. Do these people actually really have any make much of a difference? You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be back in a moment taking your calls now. You can call in during the break. 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. Call in right now, please. Thank you very much. Back in a moment.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio. Live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one like me. Yeah. 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 Congratulations. You made it. Welcome to the Crusader. It's been a long time coming, yo.
Yeah.
But I'm here now. So what you wanna do?
Huh?
How many dudes you really know can flow? Like this, like this, like this. Let's do it.
How many dudes you know move like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any, not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody.
Check, check to the mic, check. 1, 2 from a crew coming through. Are you hype yet? Nowadays everybody wanna talk, baby, got some no scribe. Ain't got nothing when I'm up in the live. It can't fun when you feeling the vibe. You know scribe is picking me high. Level with the double bass, vibrate, hit the plate in your vertebrae. Y'all hear the man move like an RS. Subaru with the crew. I'm equipped like a body kit. Lyrically, pop, burn quick. So 1 foot is missed out to his tongue like a steel fish. This kid named X in the vent when I get described. I'm live like an 05. I got vibe like a beehive. But when the mother from the square to the pier by the seaside, I get y'all on the way that
welcome
we ride
back
around town on the down low. Never know when the
flow pops out.
Can't stop hip hop because it don't stop. Check it out.
On AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Check out the archives there, actually. Might be a good idea. Ladies and gentlemen, like I say, always lots and lots of good stuff that we've already done. Now, I want to continue on with this article. Today, more than ever, global forces shape people's lives. And of course, the answer to this is more global forces, right? Our jobs, health, housing, education, and pensions are controlled by global banks, markets, tax havens, corporations, and financial crises. Staged financial crises that are done on purpose to consolidate wealth for the elite scumbags who are capable of creating money out of nothing and then acquire the real assets once everybody is broken out on their ass and needs to be foreclosed on. Our environment is being destroyed by pollution in other continents. That's very true. DDT and goodness knows how many pesticides and herbicides and all of that kind of stuff accumulates, like, in the freaking Arctic, allegedly. That's right. You spray DDT in Texas, it winds up in the Arctic. Isn't that crazy? And there's tons up there, allegedly. Tons of it. Nobody can deny that the environment is getting degraded. Right? That is the reason why action needs to be taken. Okay, but however, environmentalism has been snapped up by this climate change thing. You know, CO2's not a poison, mate. I'll tell you what's a poison. Freaking DDT. or Roundup getting sprayed over everybody's food. That's poison. Because that will kill you. In fact, is killing you and is giving everybody cancer. And environmentalists completely ignore that, don't they? Fucking stupid. And everybody thinks that these crises are too big for one person to solve. And look, if you think one, it doesn't matter whether or not one person can solve it. What matters is whether or not one person can actually make a difference. Yes, you can. All right? One person can make a huge difference. They won't make all the difference that needs to be made, though. But that one person can serve as an example to others. And other people will start doing the same things, going out on their own accord and getting stuff done. There's nothing wrong with that. And let's talk about what a global democracy would be like. Okay. Here's what your national democracy is like. Everybody talks, everybody votes, everybody gets brainwashed, and you wind up electing the same scumbag or scumbag ilk again and again and again and continuously keep screwing you over. They have monstrumental power in your country and can basically pretty easily dictate what you can and can't do in your own home or anywhere else. That's what a local democracy is like. Talk about a global democracy. Holy cow. Imagine the corruption. Imagine the exclusion of views that would go on. Imagine how much inaction there would be. It would be insane. Absolutely, diabolically insane. If there are global issues, sure, we need to be able to discuss them. But all you really need to do is have the media be the voice for the people. You don't need these massive panels to decide what everybody freaking wants. You can just get what everybody freaking wants online. You know? You want to have a global discussion? You've got to have everybody as part of the freaking discussion. Don't you? Okay? Otherwise, who's being left out? Too many. Way too many people get left out of the discussion as it is. And these people want to turn it into a global exclusion of discussion. That's freaking insane. But then again, I do agree with a fair amount of what's actually being said here. You know, there is a lot of global control. And it goes on to say, our safety is determined by international wars and international trade in arms, drugs, and natural resources. We are losing control over our lives. This must stop. This will stop. The citizens of the world must get control over the decisions that influence them in all levels, from global to local. This is global democracy. That is what we demand today. And what is the tagline of Agenda 21. It is global to local. Total control over every aspect of life. We're losing control over our lives because of all these global massive institutions. So the answer is, let's give total control of our lives off to somebody else. Today, like the Mexican Zapatistas, we say, ya bastada, aquí el pueblo manda y el gobierno obsese. Which means, I have no idea how if that was like the most terrible Spanish you've ever heard in your life. I'm just doing this on the fly. It says, enough! Hear the people command and global institutions obey. Like the Spanish Tomo la Plaza. They say, true global democracy now. Today we call the citizens of the world. Let us globalize Tahrir Square. Let us globalize Puerta del Sol. Now, if there's anybody out there who thinks that the Occupy Wall Street is not something that's being staged and or being used by the elite to usher in, or at least be play part in the scheme to usher in a new world order, please tell me yes. You know, come on. It's for those of you who know the lingo, it's all right there. Okay, guaranteed the solutions they're going to provide that this is all absolutely necessary. Like they've listed the WTO and the IMF, G8, G20, European Central Bank, UN Security Council. And these are probably the institutions that run a lot of the world, but they don't list any of the think tank groups, you know, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group. And all right. And if you leave those out of the mix, and if you just use the public faces of those groups, like the IMF and World Bank and whatnot, then you're basically, you're trimming leaves off that tree. You're not attacking the roots, are you? Go for the roots if you want to get those freaking nasty, naughty plants the heck out of the system. Okay? Cut them off at the knees. This is where all their thinking is done. This is where all their action plans happen. And what they're doing here is just talking about attacking their enforcement arms. Okay? They're going to ask for a locally based global governance on the Agenda 21 model. That's what this all just basically translates down to me. Occupy Wall Street equals Agenda 21. That's just my thought after reading this. I want to know what everybody else's thoughts on this are. Because, it's quite an important thing because it's happening right here and right now, isn't it? The elite have been talking about bringing about their new world order for goodness knows how long. And now it kind of seems to be very real, doesn't it? All of this seems to be coming to a head. I have never seen action like this on such a global scale, bar maybe the protests against the Iraq war when I was a younger man. Maybe those were probably a bit bigger and more global. But now, we're fighting against a war that seems to be attacking everybody simultaneously. You know? It's like a cluster bomb. Just blows up absolutely everything everywhere. And the 99% believe that the war is real because they've got shrapnel on their sides. And they run out, and they realize that it's their own people shelling them. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the most cynical 2 hours in talk radio, on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And we'll be right back after the break. Please call in 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. Back in a moment.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Thank you.
number two. With peace and love and harmony. Hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulous fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, in the island-changed nation in the slave South Pacific, which is also nuclear-free in name only. Now that we have depleted uranium, yellow cake uranium spilling off the coast of our most technologically advanced port, which incidentally can't even tell a ship that there's a massive charted reef nearby. I love the Vinnie Eastwood Show because, hey, everything is so freaking horrifically terrible and sad and nasty, and if you can't laugh about it, it'll drive you crazy. And speaking of things that just drive you crazy, I have a very special guest for you, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is Evelyn Gilbert, and she just drives me wild. Evelyn, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on, Vinny.
You're very welcome. So, what's up in the scumbaggery news this week?
Well, it just appeared that John Key has decided that Air New Zealand has to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on more airplanes. Which in itself, of course, is not a bad idea if you want to expand, but, you know, the world economy is contracting, and this expansion has to be paid with borrowed money. And we've just been downgraded officially by two grading agencies. And so that makes me wonder why we now have to spend that kind of money on Air New Zealand.
Well, that sounds really great. Perhaps they have some demolitions they have in mind.
Exactly. Well, what is interesting is that while our economy is contracting and it is not looking good in growing in the next couple of years, apparently we have to invest because Air New Zealand is, of course, a national asset. It's not a privatized company at all. And that has to expand in bigger and better airplanes. And, well, you might wonder what is going to be transported in those airplanes over the next couple of years. And it made me wonder, it reminded me a little bit of John Perkins, who wrote the book Economic Hitmen. And who states that his function as a hitman was that he would be sent to countries with lots of natural resources, and he would tempt the elite of those resources, the elite of those countries, to spend lots of money on building a huge infrastructure that wasn't really needed. And I think I see something here as well. And of course, this week we had a lot of people from big oil and mining companies in Wellington discussing how they could get to our resources.
Yeah, and I suppose this is what is happening globally, don't you think?
It is very much a global technique, a strategy from the powers that be to get people to give up their resources, countries to give up their resources, except, of course, that most countries have to have a visit from an economic hitman. Well, we voted our own hitman in as our prime minister.
Yes, the prime minister is very... in fact, I've got a joke for you. What's slicker than John Key?
Aha. Uh-huh.
The Bay of Plenty.
The Bay of Plenty, indeed.
Yeah.
Which is a fair thing. And it was a totally unnecessary thing, too.
And now it's just going to keep getting worse. And worse and worse and worse. I mean, this is like our equivalent to Fukushima happening right here. You know, contaminate the whole side of the thing. No freaking way near as bad, because it isn't contaminating the whole planet.
Yes. But it is a disaster. It's. I was told by someone commenting on my blog that the reef was generally considered to be an obstacle to the expansion of Tauranga Harbour. Which means it's very interesting, because the ship actually deviated from a set course, which should have been noticed by Tauranga Harbour Masters, and basically went full speed ahead to the reef. And within 24 hours, the reef was decimated by Corexit. I find that also quite suspicious, really.
Well, so you're meaning that the reef itself was an obstacle to the expansion of the harbour complex, which is owned by a private company, and they might have found quite a convenient accident here, as a saying that, oh, this reef, which everybody managed to successfully navigate around forever, is now suddenly incredibly dangerous, so let's get it out of the way so we can expand our massive harbour complex.
Well, I'm not suggesting that this was done on purpose, because I have no proof of that, but it was noticed by two specialists that the ship actually really changed course, and they would have looked at the lights that warned ships that there is a reef there for hours, for plenty of time to change course again.
It's like, what do you do on a giant 37,000 ton ship? You massively change course when you're real close to land, when you've got freaking lights out there warning you there's a massive reef, and you target the ship so that it's aiming directly at the reef, and then you speed it up to full speed, a tilt, you know, and then what do? Go down decks and have a sandwich for an entire hour?
Yes, and it takes forever to change course on a big ship like that, too. It's not like, oh, you just do that in 5 minutes. It is a long process to maneuver a ship like that.
Yeah, so the fact that is all happening, okay, means that it is, well, this is called spade a spade. It is impossible for that to have happened if it was unintentional. Impossible.
Yes.
Okay, it goes against every single protocol. It's got a hell of a lot of red flags here. So the obvious question then becomes, let's say it's deliberate, who benefits? Here we have Port Authority, the shipping company itself insured that ship and environmental damage for $4 billion, even though under New Zealand maritime law, they don't have to give up any of that money at all to the New Zealand taxpayers for all the damage that they've done.
What's more, it also was incredibly good news for John Key, of course, because his throat-slitting gestures, his callous remarks, his popularity was waning as a result of that. You know, people here are very sensitive to throat-slitting gestures, and especially when someone is actually trying to commit suicide, in full view of a lot of people, it's his behavior was hideous, and that disappeared off the front page too.
Well, let's look at it this way: can you name me a government that's had a disaster just before an election that didn't get re-elected?
Well, there you go. It's a known strategy. Make people afraid, and they will vote for the sitting government.
Every time.
Every time.
All Barack Obama needs to do is start another war or have a crisis of some description before his election, he'll be re-elected. All George Bush needed to do was start a war, gets re-elected. But of course, they did voting fraud in both of his elections anyway. So regardless of whether or not there is some type of stage crisis or not, it doesn't seem to matter because scumbags just keep getting re-elected and good people just keep getting thrown out of government.
Absolutely. And so
how relevant is government becoming, though? I mean, when those people talk about at the Occupy Wall Street protests about sort of the need for global governance, it really smacks of just agenda, you know? It's just like, oh, man, these people are really, really playing a very, very special move card here, right now, right here, you know? It's like the only government that I'd ever trust is the country that's actually governed by somebody that I know personally and can approach basically at any time and have them be directly upfront and honest with me about exactly what is going on, where there is no secrecy and no freaking BS or party politics or PR, all right? Anybody who has a PR person, professional, that's on their staff, instantly, you can't trust the bastards.
No, they are just the ministries of propaganda. They're the modern ministries of propaganda.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
John Key has a very good one.
Well, you seem to be breaking up there a little bit, Evelyn.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, oh yeah, we can hear you. It's just it's kind of like a buzzy bee type of thing, sort of in the background whenever you speak. So we'll have to hang up on you and reconnect. So hopefully, when the board op gets that sorted, we can bring you back up. But you know, the real difficulty I find with all of this. The situation, you know, with staged crises, etc., is that it's impossible. It's impossible to know exactly what's going on. It's impossible to know precisely who's at fault, or at least at this particular moment in time. But because you have evidence coming in that is suggestive. That it was staged, that it is being done to program people, that there is an agenda at play here. Because that information keeps coming in, there's one thing that's for sure, you can't trust what's being told. Okay? Everybody seems to be getting manipulated by a million things at once these days. A million manipulations, and I always say that the man who thinks he knows everything obviously knows nothing. And the one who thinks he knows nothing probably knows enough. There's a lot of unknowns. But don't think that, oh, just because there's unknowns, that you should just not bother learning anything. Some people make that mistake. It's really stupid. Like, oh, I don't understand this. So therefore, I'm going to repeat that mistake and never understand it. And I'm never going to come back again. I'm just going to shut myself off from all knowledge and all learning and all capability of doing anything. That will be the best solution for it, I think. For goodness sake. Grow up. You know, aren't we supposed to be adults here? You know, people call me childish because I make jokes about, you know, real horrible stuff. Well, how childish are you if you don't even talk about the real horrible stuff at all? You think that life is all dandelions and roses? No. It's a big steaming pile of BS at the best of times. And you best get wise to that fact. Okay? Because if you have no idea at all that people are lying all the time, how the heck are you ever going to spot lies? It's kind of like if you're born into a world full of corruption. How can you distinguish what's corrupt and what's not? Because you've just been born into it. There's patently no difference, is there? Look, here's a bunch of scumbags. Look at all the nasty stuff that they're doing. That's the way it is. You know, everybody says that. That's just the way it is. For goodness sake. So stupid. Just because it's the way it is doesn't mean that'll be the way it is forever. Now, that doesn't mean you should just say, oh, that's just the way it is and it'll change soon enough. You say, that's just the way it is, so let's change it and be part of the change and make it freaking happen. Okay? You're a human being. You're one of the most powerful creatures on this earth. No animal can do what you can do. You know, they can't make weapons. They can't make videos. They can't make skyscrapers or anything like that. Humans can. So what potential are you wasting by accepting things the way that they are and not participating in changing them yourself? Okay? Personal responsibility. That's the governance that we want. Not local government, not world government, local. freaking personal government. Okay? If you've got the ability to govern yourself and nobody else has a problem with you, that's the law you should follow. All right? Simple. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not killing anybody. I'm not damaging anything. You know, I'm not inconveniencing anybody. Look, everything's sweet. How much laws do you need to maintain that? How many enforcement officers do you need to maintain that? None. Self-regulating. Every one of us has the capacity to self-regulate our own behavior. You know, I'll go out in public and I'm laying on the megaphone at a protest. I don't use cuss words. Why? Because it'll offend a lot of people. If I'm on the side of the road doing a little bit of a news report or something like that, sure, I might utter a few and freak out some parents holding their baby that are walking right behind me when I didn't see them. As happened at the Occupy Queen Street protest, and you can watch that video on my YouTube channel. It was actually pretty amusing. But when it comes down to it, if you're not capable of taking personal responsibility, then you're screwed. Right? Because you're relying on everybody else to make your decisions for you, to do your thinking for you. Never do that. That's stupid. You lose all your power. A real person who actually values personal power and strength thinks for themselves and acts for themselves. They don't do what they're told per se. They hear what other people suggest and then decide whether or not they want to do it. That's fine. But to go around telling everybody else what to do, or to follow orders blindly without a single thought to the contrary, it's just plain foolish, and it leads to absolutely nothing but tyranny. Because they'll take advantage, and then they'll take over and take you for a ride. You're listening to The Vinnie Eastwood Show. We'll be right back, 402-237-2525.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like it very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Kicking it. At the end of the world, what are you going to be doing? You should be partying like me. See, it's a brave man that can continue to have a good time while everything else is destroyed around him. Allegedly. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. You can call in today, 402-237-2525. I really wanted to hear from some Americans today, but everybody seems to be a bit quiet. Never mind. There's other globalist little fingerprints over this. The UNPA, the Campaign for a United Nations Parliamentary Assembly. Okay. Here's the headline. Amid international protests, intellectuals and activists issue a manifesto for global democracy. Yep. Because those people obviously, you know, just represent all of us. Intellectuals Naomi Klein, Vandana Shiva, Noam Chomsky, Eduardo Galeano, and Michael Hart, as well as mass protest organizers and activists, have issued a manifesto that includes a strong call for global democracy and, in particular, democratic rule over the international financial system. So it's like the same stuff, just repeated on a bunch of different sources. And unsurprisingly, the UN, who has its Security Council listed here, have decided to, in fact, you know, endorse it. You know? Just seems a little bit suspicious, don't you think? Now, all in all, though, the manifesto is not endorsed by all people that participates in protests, of course. With social movements, you can never have everyone writing the text together or endorsing it. But, of course, you can have a global government that does that, right? Right! But to the extent that we could, we tried to create a process of writing that was truly participatory as possible, worldwide. We feel the text is legitimate as a manifesto coming from the protest, supported by many involved in the main assembly in Boston, Madrid, Buenos Aires, and Sao Paulo. We hope it is the beginning of a movement. We decide to call international institutions such as the IMF, the UN Security Council, global markets, and international banks our global Mubarak or global Assad. These words were debated vigorously. We decided to keep them hard words for hard times. We didn't define what democratic global institutions are because not everyone completely agrees on a definition. So let's just talk about some description of global democracy. And then have everybody just completely disagree and fight amongst themselves for the end of time. We prefer to leave it as a principle and know that there are many suggestions on how to give people control over the global decisions that shape our lives. When French activists demanded national democracy for the first time, no one believed it was possible. Today, no one believes global people's control is possible. Future generations will judge things differently. Today, we start building a movement for global democracy. Somebody tell me yesterday that, you know, this is it. This is it, you know, like right here. This is the big push that we've been waiting for, blah, blah, blah. Everything's going to change. I've been to goodness knows how many protests. Maybe 100. And I've heard that same phrase many times before, and it is often accomplished absolutely nothing. Okay? It's not that I'm cynical or anything. It's just I'm not naive. To think that one movement is suddenly just going to change everything? No. It's like I said in the beginning of this show. You need to be working diligently all day, every day, to accomplish your goals. One-off protests, no matter how big they are, no matter how international they are, no matter how many intellectuals are behind the argument or whatever, generally accomplish very little unless the establishment supports them. Okay? That's basically the truth of it. Never think that everything's going to be solved because we as human beings reject blah, 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 we're the 99% and slogans and whatnot. Revolutions that turn into tyrannies are born out of slogans printed on protest signs. I'm not saying that everybody out there who is a protester, who is holding a sign, is therefore a tyrant. Just make that clear. What I am extremely aware of is that we have a caller named Jason on the line. Jason, welcome to the show, mate.
Hello?
Jason, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I'm outside walking right now. But, yeah, I'm listening to the show. What's that?
I was just saying, you're not walking down to the Occupy Wall Street kind of stuff, are you?
No. Yeah, I'm not in an area where they're doing that. But, I'm not buying it.
What's wrong with you, bro? Don't you like pepper spray?
Don't I like what?
Pepper spray.
The stage? Say that again?
Spray.
The, protest. No, well, let me just tell you what I... I agree with you. I think it's there's probably some good people there, but overall, it's probably been co-opted, definitely by Acorn and Soros. And I found this website. You probably heard of it. It's called Well Aware One. And this guy is exposing that Marine that gave that speech or that told the cops to leave everybody alone. he was one of the people on the Brooklyn Bridge, and he's tying all these protesters, they're actors, and sometimes they're a protester and sometimes they're a cop. He has pictures of them, like, dressed as cops and then dressed as protesters, the same people. So I highly recommend you look at this website. It's called Well Aware, the number one. And it's pretty fascinating. He goes over the Gabrielle Giffords shooting and how it was a drill. You can see they have cue cards and fake blood, like in a cup. Like he goes over these family ties to the big, like the Goldbergs and it's just all tied together. It's just, I think everything is a conspiracy. I'm just like you. I'm proud to be a conspiracy theorist because nobody's going to wake up. It just pisses me off. Right down to going to the store, and I was just at the store, and the stuff that's bad for you is a lot cheaper than the stuff that's good for you. And it's just, yeah, that's where I stand. I just wanted you to have somebody call in, so.
Thank you.
I went on a limb.
But, you know, everything's a coincidence, don't you know? Everything happens by accident.
Right.
Don't own just other like companies. Governments don't get influenced or lobbied by companies, do they? No. There's no influence whatsoever that happens anywhere behind closed doors. Everything's all out in the open. And the media never lies to people. The media tells everybody the 100% honest, unbiased truth with a context so that people can comprehend what's going on. This is probably the reason why we have such an educated and difficult to manipulate general public, right?
I'll tell you what, this empty culture's brainwash over here in the United States is getting a little bit too insidious for me. And, you know, you got to learn to love all the garbage they feed you, but who cares what you're being fed when it's forced down your throat? That's where we're at.
Yeah, and that's the problem with a lot of these mass movements as well, is that if you're not part of the movement or something like that, it's almost like they want you to go into some sort of herd mentality, some form of groupthink, and if you don't do it, you're a bad person. And this is how you're anti-establishment for some reason?
Right. You know what I think? Why don't these Occupy Wall Street, Occupy everything, just go home, occupy their homes, and then one at a time as an individual sovereign human being, go to your too big to fail bank account and cancel it. Don't have a big scene, don't make big crowds, because that's how you're going to get, you know, they're going to take away your individuality, and that's what it comes down to, is being an individual, sovereign, free-thinking, free-acting person. That's what it's all about. And they want this Occupy Wall Street. They want to take us over. They want us in a group so that they can implement all this stuff to keep us safe and take it one step further.
Yeah, you're spot on, mate. That's all that the New World Order ever do. They only ever advance one step at a time. They don't go leaps and bounds that everybody will suddenly wake up and go, oh my God, it's all BS. They're trying to manipulate us. They're trying to bring about global government. 9/11 was an inside job. The medical industry are killing more people than they save. There's a dangerous group of elite individuals that are trying to take over the entire... That's not going to happen. Okay?
Nope.
It'll only be the people like you and me, Jason, who talk about this stuff day in, day out, who aren't stupid and naive enough to be manipulated to be part of a mass movement and stop thinking.
Yeah, I agree. It just blows my mind. I just cannot believe it. Can't believe. Look at what's going on right now. Bank of America is trying to get their derivatives covered, you know. I think with the FDIC, and it's not going to happen. It's not. There's trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of derivatives, and the average American isn't going to know anything about that. Thanks to fluoride, thanks to being dumbed down, you know. And it's just, it's not going to stop unless you, as an individual person, if all these people just went home and then emptied out their bank account. Do you know if all the truckers in this country, if at 3 p.m. on a certain given day just stopped their trucks and got out, do you know that we would come to a screeching halt? So it's just teetering on the brink, and we don't realize how, you know, fragile a line we walk and what we rely on.
Yeah, you're right. I'm also joined here by Brian from Wisconsin. Brian, welcome to the show, mate. How's it going?
Hey, Vinny. Hey, I forgot the other guy on the line.
Jason's here with us as well.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Hey, so yeah, I'm from Wisconsin, and I just went through the whole debacle in Wisconsin early this spring with regards to a very extreme liberal movement here. I listened to all the talk radio on both sides of it, and yeah, I got fired up really on both sides for each person's opinion. Vinny, what you brought up earlier in the show, I'm sorry I didn't hear the whole thing, but basically the appeal for a new world democracy, I think that just kind of took me aback. I'm glad that I was sitting in my chair. I think that this is a really interesting situation because you have two groups, you have three groups, you have groups that are opinionated, and now this opinion is put into the mix. I think that the news media is gonna run with this story, and there's gonna be a lot of differing opinions, but at the end, I think that one of our politicians is gonna use this, endorse it. The media is gonna get a lot of coverage for it, maybe not endorse it, but talk about it in a positive light, and anybody that isn't for it is going to be ostracized out of these groups. So I think it's going to be really interesting in the future. What's going to happen?
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's the way the what is allegedly the political left, well, the false paradigm of the political left, basically.
Yeah.
That's how they always frame debates. You're either with us or against us, kind of thing. And it's the stupidest thing ever, because it's like the whole idea of the collective. The collective doesn't effing exist. There is only individuals. How can you create laws or demands or things like that for a collective humanity without ignoring, to some extent, the possibility for individual exceptions?
And actually
have that be a free society. So you see, this, the whole idea of collectivism is taking away freedom to do things. And it's not like... You can take this on to the extreme and say, oh, he wants the freedom to go and shoot people. No!
Idiots. Yeah.
You know, they take it way out of left field and try and make it sound as extreme and crazy as possible, because they're just so extreme and crazy, that's what seems natural to them.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because somebody...
Hold on after the break if you want, and just hold that thought there, Brian. Okay, you're listening to the Vinny Eastwood Show. If you want to join us here on the little afternoon mashup, call us in 402-237-2525. We'll be right back after this short break.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them. Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
What is about? There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
People think the revolution's here, but it's all just a little bit of history repeating. Newspapers shout, a new style is growing. You don't know whether it's coming or going. Hey, it seems, although, you know, we've got Jason from... Jason, you're from Brooklyn, aren't you?
No, California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, is there some description of... Californian sort of Occupy movement going out there, like Occupy Disneyland in Anaheim or something?
Well, I'm in Northern California, and they try to do an Occupy the Fed in San Francisco. There's some, you know, protests going on in the city, but it's really not doing anything. It's not going to do anything. Nobody knows what they're doing. Nobody. It's once again, it reminds me of that scene in Monty Python, The Life of Brian, when Jesus is addressing the crowd and he says, "You're all individuals." And they say, "We're all individuals." And then the one guy goes, "I'm not." It's exactly what that is. So dumb.
Sounds about right, hey? You know? Yes! We all have to think for ourselves!
It's like, how ridiculous. And then the media is just going to run with it. And this is going to be a distraction. I bet you there's going to be a false flag. Because right now, we're about to... Our deficit is going to go over what it was before World War II, when we needed another war. So we need to get into Iran, even though I don't think that's going to happen. We're pushing for something. And this is a big distraction or something. I read into things way more than I should. But, yeah, I wish that the Greek would call in, or Tim. I really respect those guys' opinions, and I would like to hear what they had to say about this.
Yeah, all right. And what do you think, Brian? I mean, is there anything going on there in Wisconsin? I mean, have you been to any of these protests? Because I have, Jason has.
Yeah, actually, the reason why I wasn't listening to the show the whole day is because there's a small General Assembly meeting for Occupy Appleton, which is a little bit south of Green Bay here. And there was probably 15 people there on a cold Wednesday afternoon. They have aspirations to occupy the city, a major corner of our city right next to Chase Bank. In fact, the General Assembly was in front of Chase Bank today. But it gets really, really cold here. And I think that they're putting a little bit too much weight on these protests. I'm in agreement with you with regards to occupying your homes. I'll show up for a meeting just to see what's going on, but it doesn't really look like they're... I mean, living through the whole debacle that was here this spring, that's all I see this as, is a continuation of that. A lot of people there are very extreme Democrats. There's something to be said about extreme people on both sides, but I think that they lose their message when they polarize the situation and even though they're doing it in front of a bank, all of their signs are not focused on the banks, and that's kind of interesting how the movement, the Occupy movement, at least from what I see, tell me where I'm at, it's focusing on more of the social issues, more of the liberal aspects, and people are getting really fired up about it. They had a protest on last Saturday that was 200, 300 people. Which I think is pretty good for their first one, but I see it just being very polarized. The people that are there, they're getting all of this information, at least in my opinion, they're getting all this information from their news, and they're running with it. They're making groups within themselves, and they're kind of... It creates a collectivist idea.
They didn't know nothing was happening until like a week and a half into the protest, because the mainstream media was ignoring it. And now that the mainstream media is actually covering it, they believe everything they've got to say.
Yeah. I went up to a few people there, and I asked them about a few of the topics that I discussed on radio stations like American Freedom Radio, and I got a lot of blank stares. I got a lot of... putting their blinders on, you know, people just didn't want to talk about it. There's a few people there that I thought I could talk to, and we could agree on things, and things we disagree on, well, we'll leave that for another day. But the one thing that I would like to do, at least this Saturday when I go there, is I have a list of a lot of different topics, conspiracies, people of interest. I want to try to create a small campaign, one that I can affect every single person there without getting on a blowhorn or getting on a drum. I'm going to print out a list with 300 items, and kind of something that I hear you say a lot is you can't unread something, you can't unhear something, you can't unsee something. So I'm going to do my part the way that I think is going to be good.
You can, give them a list. You need a,
you can undo that kind of thing, but you need a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, or hard drugs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm all an advocate of hard drugs.
But what do you think about that idea, Vinny? What do you think about that idea? I know that you go to a lot of protests, a lot of assemblies, and you do make your voice heard with loud, you know, megaphones, literature. Is there something to be said about giving out literature
not everybody has?
Go ahead.
I think that's a good idea because, but most importantly, is you should record it. Okay, if you're going to be going to explain to people who know nothing about this, you'll be surprised how inspirational it is to other people who are both completely unaware of the New World Order and people that are, if you actually record them and see their general different reactions and things like that. It's very compelling viewing because it's very genuine, and it's precisely what people want to see these days is a genuine conversation on the real issues without any kind of like BS agenda or something like that. Just people's real reactions to what's going on and not be distracting people with BS kind of like this without any sort of like side issues, right? If you're going to be discussing real issues, it's recorded and it's uploaded. That's good viewing.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I saw these videos where they did this reverse shoplifting, where they took 9/11 was an inside job T-shirts, and they went into Kohl's or Kmart, and they hung them up with the T-shirts like they were for sale. And little things like that, clever ideas that on a grassroots level gets people to at least see, you know, the mundane shopper that's just all of a sudden looking through these clothes and finds a 9/11 was an inside job T-shirt, a bunch of them, you know, stuff like that. That's where.
See, that's an individual taking responsibility, taking action, and doing it in a creative way. You have a million people doing that with no affiliation whatsoever, and suddenly you have an eclectic mass movement of people that are actually thinking for themselves and aren't part of a mass movement that gets co-opted.
I think that's kind of why I am going towards this idea of a list. So in addition to talking to people in person and recording it, I can also bring a full 500 sheets of paper and just have them handed out. And if people want to discuss it with me, that's okay. If they want to discover the ideas on their own, that's okay too. At that point, I'm not so much trying to convince them of something. Just trying to tell them that there's more out there. There's more ideas than the four news stations.
Yeah, I mean, a bit of preparation always helps, you know, like we on 9/11 here in New Zealand on the 10th anniversary, one of the people who came to our 9/11 Truth Action had a laminated sort of booklet with like all these pictures of like, you know, World Trade Center dust and the cut support struts and the construction of the towers and blah, 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 blah. So there's all this visual aid so you can go and show people precisely what you're talking about. And therefore, the burden of evidence isn't totally on you. They're like, "Oh, well, where's the photographic or scientific evidence for that?" It's right here. You know,
well, Judy Wood already did that.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, Judy Wood hasn't been shown all over mainstream news or even anywhere all over the place. You know, as far as I'm concerned. Right or wrong, people's views need to be covered, okay? Because if they're wrong or crazy, it shows people what's wrong and crazy. If they're right and still crazy, it shows people what's right. Because as far as I'm concerned, so much stuff out there is just absolutely whack-ass, crazy, and it's impossible to know it all. So you may as well just sit back and enjoy trying to learn something you at least haven't seen before. And I want to thank you guys very much for calling up with me today. We have the Greek on right now. You have about, 60 seconds or so to whirl away, bro. Go for your life.
Hey, howdy. You know, I never told you why I listen to this show frequently, the Vin Eastwood Show. It quite possibly can be, truthfully, the best talk show in the universe. It really is, Vinny.
Well, I'd probably say... Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, that's really why I listen to you. You're probably one of the best talk show hosts ever. I've only been on this planet for 46 years, and you've got what it takes. And the reason I called in is food for thought. Remember the old movie Spartacus, how slaves protest?
You've only got 10 seconds.
Okay, slaves only protest. Sovereigns and kings use the mightiest weapon in the world, which is the pen, to fight.
Yeah, indeed. And the camera is mightier than the pen, just like the pen is mightier than the sword. Thanks, Greg, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you again sometime.